Fans of Jimmy Norton, Little Jimmy Norton, Monster Rain? I want to know right now. Give me a call. 866-315-BONE. I'm serious. I got nothing better to do. I'm just a monkey jock. You know what I mean? If you listen to Whack Bag, if you go to whackbag.com, those fucking morons, if you listen to that shit, if you're fans of those fucks, I want to hear from you, man. Come on, Buck. Any of you idiots who go to Whack Bag, give me a call. 866-315-BONE. Look, here come the calls. Yeah, they're flying in, man. Look at that, man. Here, I thought I had a listenership, but nobody cares. I tell you, man, I'm pathetic. What are you doing?
Hey, I hate that faggot Jimmy Norton.
Ah, come on. Of Norton?
No, I'm cool. I hate Opie. He's a fucking douchebag.
No, I don't hate Opie. I got respect for because he's worked very hard to get to where he is. He may have made a couple of mistakes along the way, but, you know, he's a radio guy. He loves radio, and he understands radio. Norton is a faggot. Go back to Norton if you want to fucking get my attention. Hold on a second. What's your name?
Ken.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Pretty good, man.
Good. What do you think of O&A?
I gotta say, I like O&A, but you know what?
I like him, too.
No, you don't. You know what? I love you guys. I love O&A. You guys are the reason why I bought fucking XM.
Yeah, were you familiar with Open Anthony before they came to XM?
Yeah. You know what? I grew up in Connecticut. I'm now down in Florida. I listened to them in New York. And as far as Stern, they were shit.
Well, Stern's got some good guests every now and then, but Opie and Anthony are much more raw than they are, man.
Well, they're definitely. Well, that's the next generation. You know, it goes from Imus to Stern to O&A.
It should go from Imus to Stern to Cool Guy, but.
You know what, though, Boneyard, you guys fucking rock. I mean, when I first got XM, I had your station on, and you're the reason why I never go back to regular radio because you guys play everything. You know, I mean, you're the shit.
Well, anybody can play music. I'm talking about the astonishing microphone technique, but thanks for your call. Listen, if anybody wants to call to talk about what makes the Cool Guy show better than the Open Anthony show, that's what I want to hear, man. What's your name? I'm talking to you.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What do you need?
I don't need nothing. What do you need?
I don't need nothing either. What do you want? Hurry up.
Just call to see what's going on over there, man. I checked out that O&A show when they had it on free for a week. I didn't like it at all, man.
You weren't familiar with them from FM, were you?
No, not at all.
Well, I was, and I'll be honest with you, I turned a lot of boneheads on to Opie and Anthony because I just loved the show when they were on FM. And then they lack something. You know, they're almost getting back now in a way, but I don't give a shit. I'm just talking about, yeah, Jimmy Norton maybe now, but you're not familiar with the show, though. So you don't even know what's going on, do you?
No, not at all, man. I don't even care that I'm missing it. Like I said, I listened to it for that week when they were for free, and they did nothing for me, so I don't even bother.
So now why are you listening to Boneyard? Because you want to hear some great white?
I love the music, man. I love listening to your show. You make me laugh a lot.
Oh, so the microphone technique makes you laugh, brother?
Yeah, you come out with some pretty hilarious shit.
Fucking A, what's your name, dude? You're all right.
Hey, this is Howie in Chicago.
Thanks, Howie. You're cool as shit, man. You enjoy your evening.
I like when you argue with old hot dog Nick.
You see, you understand, man. You're all right. Thanks for calling, Howie.
Right on. Have a good night, brother.
Later. What are you doing?
Hello. Thanks, Howie. You're cool as shit, man.
Hello.
I like when you get.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, cool guy?
Good. What do you want?
Hey, I just wanted to say that Opie and Anthony thing shouldn't have to pay for it because it ain't worth it.
Nah, you shouldn't have to pay for it because
it ain't worth it.
It's definitely worth
it. Having the people call in, I enjoy your show, gets me through the night, all that other good shit, plus good music and everything else.
Go to whackbag.com and let them know what you think, man. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
What's up?
How you doing?
What's going on, cool guy?
How you doing, man?
Why the fuck you want to go on an anal show?
What's that?
Why are you worried about the old anal show?
Who said I'm worried about the show? I'm not worried about
the show.
You've
been talking about it a lot.
So? I talk about Grant Random, too. You think I'm worried about that fuck?
You're trying to get stirred up tonight, ain't you?
What's that you saying?
You're trying to get some fucking shit stirred up.
I'm just fucking around, man. I mean, I love the Open Anthony show. I've listened to it for years, man. But thanks for your opinion. I appreciate it. What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, what are you doing?
What's up, man? I called you about Iron Maiden before. You never played it.
That's what you're calling about?
Yeah, man. Can you play Helix or something? Play some old stuff.
I'm going to play some Black Sabbath, Thrill of It All after this, off the Sabotage CD, man.
Yeah.
You're going to love it, dude. Take care. Who's this?
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, it's Rob from Canada.
All right, then.
We're working in Colorado listening to you. You're fucking hilarious.
You think it's hilarious, huh?
Yeah.
What makes you think I'm hilarious? Did you actually laugh out loud?
Hey, man, a guy don't even listen to XM, and he listens to when you talk.
He likes when I talk. Huh? Well, he's a smart guy because I am funny. I'm funnier than Jim Norton, don't you think?
Oh, fuck, a lot funnier, man.
Let me tell you something about Jim Norton, man. He's a cheap fuck, and understand what I'm saying? He's a cheap asshole. And I've had problems with Opie in the past, but I'll let it go because he's the radio guy. You understand? I'm not a radio guy, but I'm funny.
Yeah, you are. No, don't cut yourself short, man.
I'm not cutting myself short. I'm a rocker. I'm not a radio guy.
Oh, I see.
I'm cool, though, man. I'm a cool guy. You understand?
Yeah, hey, why don't you play a little Metallica? I just watched their movie and rock.
Yeah, you are. I'll do some. Turn your radio down. Let me get another call. Hey, how you doing?
Damn, you fucked me up, dude.
I fucked you up. What's your name?
Quit talking about Opie and Anthony. You might get fired.
Who's going to fire me? Oh, look at that. I got hung up on. That might have been Eric Logan, man. That might have been ELO. You know what? I'll just assume it was ELO. And so what that means, I'll just fucking shut off the phones and play a fucking rocker, man. You know, let me tell you something. I was in Oakland, Arizona once, man. I was in a fucking hotel where Clark Gable married fucking some chick, man. And I was sitting in that fucking hotel and listening to this fucking tune right here, man. It's Black Sabbath, the thrill of it all, off of the Sabotage shit. You want to hear a great fucking tune, man, that you won't hear in the Opie and Anthony show? You turn your fucking radio, man, and listen to this shit. Ugh.